Hello, welcome to Igbo Queer and Unfiltered. My name is Charles. Thank you so much for coming back to the podcast. How are you? What have you been up to? I hope you've had a good week. Okay, I am going to say something before I dive into the topic today. I need to say certain things. It needs to be said. Okay, it needs to be said. Okay, I keep saying okay. As if you cannot hear me. My God. So, at this point in time, it feels like I am the most hated person in that so-called country, Nigeria. It looks like I'm the most hated person, but we move. We do what we need to do. That is life, right? But at the end of the day, I am who I am, and who I am is who I am, and I'm not going to apologize for it. What I have realized is that a large amount of people tend to claim that they don't like me, that they dislike me, and I don't understand why that is. Of course I do. Of course I know why. But why do you always want to engage with something you do not like? If I don't like anything, if I don't like something, I am not going to engage. I am not going to pay you attention. I am not going to want to be around you. I am not going to want to have anything to do with you whatsoever. But what I have realized is that some Nigerians and some Africans who think that gay people are the worst thing on the face of the earth always come to my page. So if you don't know, I'm on social media. I'm on TikTok. I'm on Instagram. I'm on YouTube. I have a website. And I go on TikTok live more than I do on other platforms. What happens is a lot of these people come to me and they write the most vile insults. And these things doesn't get to me. I don't really care because I'm not going to bother about somebody who don't know their right from their left. That's never going to be me. I'm not going to argue with you if you don't have common sense. So it doesn't bother me. And I am responsible for the way I react when people speak to me and when things happen to me. I am not responsible for their madness, but I am responsible for myself. And I choose not to engage in that nonsense. A few days ago, they were just writing horrible nonsense, extremely vile. And then I said, I am going to be able to pay your bills. I am going to give you money. Send me your account. I will send you £1,000. Do you know that some of these good for nothing idiots decided to send me DMs with their details, with their bank account details, wanting money from me? I did not reply to it because I don't accept DMs from fools. Can you imagine? And one of the guys that was calling me asshole in Igbo language came to my page in the evening when I then came on TikTok live and was asking me for money. He was persistent. He came yesterday. He came the day before yesterday. And I know he's going to come today if I go on TikTok live. That is mad to me. That is extremely wayward. Okay, money does not have sexuality, right? That's why you want my money. Anyway, I just said I should update you. Let's get into it. Let's talk about what everyone is afraid of. Queer desire. They love to scream about it, insult us with it, threaten us with it. But let's be very clear. Let's make it clear to you. My desire, our desire as queer people is not a sin. It is our power. It is who we are. It is the way we are created. Because what happens is that a lot of the times when people come to me and say to me, oh, what is the benefit of you being gay? I'll be like, oh my goodness, why are you guys asking this? What is the benefit of you being straight? And another thing they say to me sometimes is, you learned how to be gay. You weren't born gay. And then I will go to them. I will say to them, can you explain to me when you realized that you are attracted to women? They will say, oh, at puberty. That is the same for every queer person. Do you think we are cut from a different cloth? Gay people, queer people are like every other human being. Being queer is natural. I don't understand for the life of me when people speak to you and they say these things. That is why I know from the depth of my soul that some of you are not clever. You are not very smart. Because if you are smart, you will understand this. The Bible has a major role in this. Because a lot of you will say to me, it wasn't anywhere in the Bible. What is in the Bible then? What is in the Bible? Hatred, homophobia, being wicked and mean, weaponizing your religious beliefs? Is that what you have in your Bible? Because this does not make any sense. And I've always argued like this to people. I say that love, God is love, right? Which means that God should live in everybody. Everybody is God. If you believe in God, because some of you come with this nonsense and you don't have love in your heart. It's crazy to me how a lot of these people are so obsessed and they say nonsense when they speak to queer people. It boggles the mind. It is about desire. It is about wanting to be with somebody. It doesn't matter how it is done. And for some of you who say sex, there's a lot of straight pornographic movie everywhere. So what is the difference between you having sex with everybody? What is the difference? It's sex. Sex is sex, whether it is gay sex or straight sex. I don't understand why a lot of you are so obsessed with what LGBTQIA+ people do. We have the right to desire who we want to desire. Why do you feel the need to always insult? The obsession is mad. And I'm going to talk about Nigerians here, especially you Nigerians, especially the men who gossip endlessly about queer sex. You come on platforms to speak to gay people. Oh, you're talking about your nyanj, your backside, you are leaking, you wear diapers, you wear this, blah, 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 you have this. Why are you so obsessed? Why are you always talking about queer sex? What is the obsession? If you are not a gay man, why do you want to fucking know? Why? I have had family members who talk nonsense. And this is not even only family members as well. Let's just talk about people who go to church. They are pastors, politicians. They use queer intimacy as a scare tactic. They say all of this nonsense. Why? I need you to tell me why. Why? Tell me. Because this does not make any sense at all. Some of you act like there are no gay people in Africa. Some of you act like you know your fathers, you know your mothers. There are a lot of men who are grandfathers, grandmothers, mothers, fathers, uncles that are gay, and they do it in private. They hide it. And some of you will act like there are no gay people. Why does queer people live rent-free in your head? Why are you obsessed with it? Why do you always say that you're teaching people? Because the truth of the matter is some of you actually will enjoy being with men. You know you are attracted to men, but because of your Bible and your pastors and your elders in the church told you that is wrong, you are always constantly fighting yourself. You are. Colonization and shame has done a number on us. It has. And what is so shocking to me is when people say to me, homosexuality, queerness was brought to Africa. So many things was brought to Africa, but you're not complaining about those things. Your laws, some of the outfits that you wear, the education, Western education is not African, right? The clothes that some of you wear, it's not of Africa. So many things, but you are so preoccupied with queerness. What colonization brought to you is homophobia and shame. That is what it brought to you. And the earlier some of you begin to understand this, the better it becomes for you. Pre-colonial Igbo and African traditions had space for gender and sexual diversity. Christianity and colonial morality introduced shame and repression. That is why a lot of people are repressing who they are. I want to repeat this again to you so it can be clear to you. Christianity and colonial morality introduced shame and repression. If you look around us as a people, a lot of people are repressing who they are because they've been told that it is so wrong for them to be themselves. A lot of people are walking about repressed. That is why there is so much anger towards queer people, especially when you are visible like me. They are so repressed that their anger is palpable because they will be like, why the fuck are you able to live your life? Why, while I cannot live mine? While I am so repressed, I am so angry with myself that I'm not able to be myself. That is a lot to deal with. I refused to be repressed. I want to let you know something. Colonization didn't just steal our land. They stole our joy. That is why a lot of you know Jesus more than you know your ancestors. You know about the Bible more than you know your religion, your culture, your spirituality, and things like this. That is why a lot of you will condemn people who say to you that they don't subscribe to the version of your religion, who say to you that they don't care about what you are saying. If God is supreme and your Bible is powerful, why do you have to always force it on people? Your joy has been stolen from you, and it is palpable. A lot of you are working towards eternity, but you are not working for this life to be okay for you and I, for the children that are going to be born tomorrow. You don't care about that. A lot of you are bad mind people because you are so repressed. I have spoken to people where you will be saying to them that you can do this when you have sex. And this is something that is very, very clear to me. Sexual activities are not sexual orientation. And a lot of these men, when they are intimate with women because they have gay sex and gay in their mind, because they know that they may actually enjoy any activity that is done to them, they'll be like, don't do this to me. I'm not gay. Don't do that. Don't do that. My dear, enjoy your life and stop being obsessed about gay people. There is so much about the world that needs to be enjoyed, that instead of you fixating on queer lives, you can do so much in the world. A lot of you, your angers are misplaced. I have said this before. Take it to your government. Take it to your government. Protest against inequitable distribution of resources in your countries. You can do that. You can absolutely do that. Channel your energy towards that. Leave queer people alone, because there is no need for you to be doing this, for you to always scream and shout at us. My dear, we are reclaiming our pleasure. Desire is healing. Okay, it brings you a lot of happiness. It brings you a lot of calmness. When you desire somebody and they desire you back and they like you back, it is wonderful. A lot of us queer people need to understand that you can be intimate even when your family is rejecting you. Don't feel like it is bad. It is not a bad thing. Look at me. Some of my relatives don't want to speak to me, but does it stop me from being intimate with my man? Does it stop me from desiring male's body, the body of a man? Does it stop me from being gay? Am I not going to be gay because of that? I am still going to be gay, whether they love me or not. If I hide it from people, I am still a homosexual. A lot of us should understand that the more we are okay with who we are, the more we claim that we are okay to desire the bodies of men. Or if you are a lesbian and you desire the body of a woman and you find women attractive, there is nothing wrong with that. Saying yes to your own body when the world says no is something you can do for yourself. Say yes to yourself. Say yes to you, because you matter. Your body as a queer person is amazing. You are who you are. You are a whole lot of wonderful person that is to be desired, that is to be loved. Every time you touch, love, laugh, and climax, do it without shame. My dear, some people think that masturbation is being gay. I have heard this conversation before, and I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Somebody was talking to me a few months ago when they were arguing with me on TikTok. And then they came up with the thing, oh, I don't masturbate because I don't wank. I don't do all of these things because that's being gay. That touching myself is being gay. And I'm like, I don't understand. So you mean you cannot wank? That is wild to me. And do you know, that was the first time ever in my life that I've heard that. And we were like, oh, that is a thing. I never knew. That was the first day ever for me to hear something like that. I was so shook. And I said to him, are you being serious? Are you for real? And they were talking about this. They were serious. And other people on the panel on TikTok were saying, yeah, that is true. I don't understand. That is wild to me. That is absolutely wild. So you're saying to me that if a woman that is straight pleasures herself, that means she's a lesbian? God, that is mad. You know what really is wild to me is the respectability that a lot of straight Africans and straight Nigerians flaunt. Like when they flaunt their pleasures and the things that they do. For example, you know, like weddings and some of these men who cheat on their wives and they have their mistresses. Or sometimes when they do baby shower, or you see the Nollywood romance and all of these things, they flaunt a lot of these things, right? They think it is normal for them to do. You know what I'm saying? But queer intimacy for queer people, we are shamed for our intimacy. We are told that we are immoral. But after all of these things, you look at things that are happening more in the straight community, things like immorality, corruption, abuse, and violence. These things run free. Those things are the real sin. A lot of these people are philanderers, child molesters, child abusers, women beaters. Those are the real sin. Those are the things that you should be worried about, not about queer people. Yesterday on TikTok Live, this guy came to me and came up with this story he was telling me, and that story did not really resonate with me. And another thing that happens is, I'm not going to go into that story because there's no need, but the thing is, the moral of the story is that a lot of these men, when they argue with queer people, they tend to equate homosexuality with pedophilia. And that is far from the truth. A lot of you know this, that majority of the men who are pedophiliacs are straight men. They are the ones who abuse young girls a lot. They are the ones who do a lot of the nonsense. But for the fact that a lot of you, when you come, you want to justify your homophobia, it's either you use the Bible, you use God, the church, or you use pedophilia, or you use that you are teaching children how to be gay. And one thing I'm going to say to you, a lot of you who say all of these things, it shall never be well with you because you're not good people. You don't care about the children because the same people will be around in churches like the Catholic Church where they have historical abuse of children. You will cover it up. You will be around your pastors that have molested young girls. You will cover it up and you'll be like, oh, they are men of God. They are men of God. That's not this, not who am I. I remember somebody that said to me one time, I said to him, oh, a reverend father was talking to him and this reverend father is gay. And he was like, I'm not going to sleep with him because he's holy. And I said to him, but the reverend father is asking you out, right? The reason why I'm saying this is that a lot of us people, we put these so-called men of God and ordained men of God on a pedestal. No, if someone is a pastor, a reverend father, an imam or whoever, and they commit atrocity, they abuse a child, speak up, say it, take action. Don't cover it in the name of God. Don't say, oh, I'm not going to say it because if I say it, I'm going to bring shame to the church. No, if someone is a bad person, if someone is evil, and they do something that is evil, speak up about it. Because a lot of you have smoke for gay people, for queer people, when you are doing nonsense, when you are being homophobic, transphobic, and queerphobic. You do all of these things, but you'll be around in the church and all of these places when horrible things happen. Because being quiet means that you are okay with it. Being quiet means that you are okay with it. Because if you are somewhere where something is happening to somebody and you are in a bystander situation and you did not say anything, you did not take any action, you are part of the problem. You are part of the problem if you don't speak up. Because not speaking up means that you are saying that this is okay. That this is okay for a child or for someone to be abused, that you are okay with that. Silence is violence. Silence is violence. When you are silent, when something is happening to people and you are not speaking up, you are part of the problem. You are saying that it's okay for that to happen. We are square people because of we are the way we are. And people always talk to us and speak to us crazy. But I want to make something clear here. Choosing joy, intimacy, and sex on your own terms is rebellion. They want us broken, ashamed, hiding. Okay? That's what he wanted to do. But one thing I want to make you know is that desire says, listen to this, desire says, I am alive. I am whole. I am free. If you know who you are, that is freeing. If you happen to understand who you are in life, that is very, very liberating. They just want us broken, but we will never be broken. We will never be ashamed. We will never, ever hide. Visibility is power. Presentation is rebellion, is power. Being visible is what we are going to continue to be doing. That will never end. Nobody is going to say to us that we don't have the right to desire who we want to desire. We are like every other human being on the face of the earth. Our bodies are not dirty. My body is not dirty. Our desire is not shameful. I am going to say this to you in case of some of them don't know. I am a gay Igbo man, a gay Igbo royalty, and my pleasure is my protest. I am going to always be in love with a man. I am going to always have gay sex. I am going to always date a man because that's who I am. That's who you are. If you are a lesbian, you desire a woman. That's who you are. There is nothing to be ashamed of. There is nothing to apologize for. You are who you are, and who you are is not wrong. It is important for us to understand that we are wonderful. We are wonderful. I want you to claim one pleasure this week. It can be food, dance, intimacy, rest. And I want you to name it as a resistance. The number of times where I've been to like, oh God, I quite fancy a good bolognese or a good oha soup and pounded yam or fang. You know what I mean? Just claim that one pleasure for you. You are amazing. You are amazing. Even if you cannot afford something fancy, just go to the park and walk around, take in fresh air, walk around in your neighborhood, do the things because you deserve it. You deserve it. You are amazing. My loves, you are wonderful. I have been Charles, and this has been Igbo Queer and Unfiltered Podcast. Thank you for listening and watching. I will see you in the next episode. Have a wonderful time.